Welcome to the Menagerie of Enlightenment. I'm Sarah, and today we are going to talk about the Italian Renaissance art. When we think of the Renaissance, we think of artists like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo. Let's take a look at the famous Renaissance art movements that occurred between the 14th and 17th centuries in Italy. According to my Modern Map website, the Renaissance was an enlightened age of art and architecture that occurred in three different stages during many political and cultural and economic changes in Europe. According to Life in Italy website, the Renaissance began in Italy at the end of the 14th century and changed the cultural practices there. At the start of the Renaissance, the movement was mainly tied to the cultural and intellectual ventures in the 14th century. Except for the elite, most other aspects of society remained medieval for the common folk. During this period, the poor tried to copy the rich by adopting their wedding customs. A poor peasant maid had to provide a big dowry to the groom's family to get their approval. Love was still a new idea at this point of time. Moreover, weddings were mainly used to forge social contracts between two families. However, celebration traditions during the Renaissance were like the celebration traditions of our modern times, in that guests were still expecting food and drinks after the wedding ceremony. Women had better social standings during this time too. Even though they were still expected to be the caretakers of the house and the children, they had more freedom of movement and were allowed to form their own opinions. Lavish dinners were still similar to the Middle Ages, in that wealthy diners still ate in pairs and shared utensils. The poor folk still relied on food that was sustainable and simple. For example, they ate coarse dark bread, beans, and pasta. Meanwhile, the rich families began to introduce new world ingredients like potatoes and peppers into their daily meals. The rich also began eating with a fork, much to the chagrin of the church, who disapproved this action. Moreover, the rich also began eating their meals on plates made of wood or metal instead of hard bread. Festivals during the Renaissance also changed the way the poor and the rich interacted, with the wealthy attempting to outdo each other in public displays. To forget about the dark times of medieval Italy, religious or secular separations did not care much for social status. These festivals allowed both the rich and the poor together in one place to celebrate festivals. Now that we know more about life during the Renaissance, let's move on to talk about the different stages of the Renaissance. In Proto-Renaissance, during the start of Renaissance in the 1300s, Italian artists decided to ditch the spiritual style of art form that involved otherworldly figures and spiritual iconography, and instead take on a more humanist approach to their art by taking pleasure in the world around them. According to Britannica website, the artists took their inspiration from Saint Francis, who decided to reject Christian theology and go among the poor to praise the beauty and spiritual value of nature. An example is a famous artist called Giotto di Bondone, whose works depicts an illustrated style. It depends on simple structure and the influence of psychology, rather than the flat linear style and stratified composition shown by previous painters in the past, like the Florentine painter Cimabue. According to Artifactory website, in the Betrayal of Christ painting done by Giotto di Bondone, you can see a scene from his fresco cycle of Christ in the Reina Chapel of Patna, where, quote, "the naturalism of his figures and their layered composition is turned up a notch to let the dramatic narrative unfold in a more naturalistic space," unquote. The figures look more realistic and three-dimensional and portray a body language that is more revealing to the viewer. Britannica states that the great poet Dante also lived at about the same time as Giotto, and his poetry also shows a humanistic approach as it depicts inward experience and the subtle shades and variability of human nature. Although his poem, Divine Comedy, takes its ideas and plans from the medieval period, its subjective ethos and expressions are inspired by the Renaissance period. Another famous artist from the period is Petrarch, who is fully known as Francesco Petrarca. He is an Italian poet, scholar, and humanist who pursued Latin literature and had a vernacular writing style. Due to the plague of 1348 and subsequent civil wars, this Renaissance period became forgotten. This stalled the progress of both the revival of humanistic studies and the growing interest in individualism and naturalism. In early Renaissance, according to Art in Context website, the second period of the Renaissance occurred during the 1400s, with its exact years falling between 1425 and 1495. During this period, artists tried to depict a keener eye of detail in their subject matter. Beginning in Florence, artists who were influenced by previous artists, like Giotto, chose to focus more on the realistic portrayal of human figures and anatomical correctness. Although they still showed the scenes from the Bible and the narratives familiar to the church, these artists started to include mythological matter and everyday occurrences in their paintings. Some of these artists are Masaccio, who was born between 1401 to 1420, and Donatello, who was born between the circa period of 1386 to 1446. Donatello was born in Florence and is well known as one of the best sculptors that ever lived during the early Renaissance. His work used perspective and various subject matters. For example, a hyper-realistic wooden sculpture of a religious figure of Mary Magdalene to a sculpture of a political figure like Niccolò da Uzzano. Masaccio was born in the Arezzo province in Tuscany. He is highly regarded as one of the first to establish the art of Renaissance painting. Highly influenced by Donatello and architect Brunelleschi, his use of linear perspective in creating realistic depictions of human figures made him a household name as a founder of Renaissance painting. Influenced by how the architect Brunelleschi used perspective, he started to incorporate these techniques into his own paintings, and as a result, revolutionized the way artists design paintings from the two-dimensional portrayals of the past. Another artist who was famous during the Renaissance was Sandro Botticelli, who was born between the circa period of 1445 to 1510. He was born in Florence and was an apprentice to a painter called Fra Filippo Lippi, was born between the circa period of 1406 to 1469. During his early years, moreover, he was one of the first artists to create paintings that added beauty and artistic elements to his paintings, that featured the art technique of perspective and anatomical naturalism. A few of his famous paintings are Primavera, which dates back to 1477 to 1482, and The Birth of Venus, which dates to 1485 to 1486. In the High Renaissance, taking place in Rome from the early 1490s to 1527, the High Renaissance period continued using new methods of humanism and perspective that was introduced and practiced by previous artists in the early Renaissance. However, the artists during this period made use of these methods and created even more elaborate pieces of technology and art. The High Renaissance occurred in Rome due to the political influence from Pope Julius II between the years 1503 to 1513. He wanted to have all the cultural and artistic works in Rome and not in Florence, and as a result, most artists were directed by the Pope to make their works of art in Rome. During this period, new innovations and artistic techniques like sfumato, which is painting technique that creates softened outlines and hazy forms. A new painting medium like oil paint was discovered. The High Renaissance revolves around three famous artists who made their names famous in Western art. They are Leonardo da Vinci, was born between 1452 to 1519. Michelangelo, who was born between 1475 and 1564. And Raphael, who was born between 1483 and 1520. Leonardo da Vinci was born in Tuscany in 1452. He began his career as an artist at the age of 14. As he started his career, he came under the guidance and apprenticeship of another great artist called Andrea del Verrocchio, who was born between 1435 to 1488, and began working at Verrocchio's school when he was old enough. Known for his famous inventions, Leonardo spent a lot of his time researching into the nature of light and anatomy. As a result, he only had time to complete a few paintings in his lifetime. A few of his famous paintings and drawings are The Last Supper, which dates back to 1495 to 1498, The Mona Lisa, which dates back to 1503 to 1505, Virgin on the Rocks, which dates back to 1483 and 1486, and The Vitruvian Man, which dates to the circa era of 1485. According to Culture Trip website, Michelangelo was born in Italy in 1475. He was a master of many things, and his paintings made him stand out in the High Renaissance. In the Vatican Sistine Chapel, he painted huge well-known frescoes showing scenes from Genesis and the Last Judgment. He is also famous for his sculptures like Pietà, which dates back to 1499, and David, which dates back between 1501 to 1504. Raphael was born in Urbino, Italy in 1483. He started training in fine arts in the town's court and learned from the works made by great artists like Andrea Mantegra and Piero della Francesca. Between 1500 and 1508, he worked in central Italy and made a name for himself by creating Madonnas and portrait paintings. He also got the attention of the Pope, Julius II, who called him in to work on the decoration of the papal rooms in the Vatican. I've come to the end of my podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. See you next time.